This is a 21 Biz podcast.
Mechelen.
City of cultures.
Welcome on today's episode of Multiculti in Mechelen. Today we don't have one special guest, but two.
Mm-hmm. Let us introduce them. Lorenzo Vecchi
from Italy.
And Jures
from Slovakia.
Here we go. Nice to be here.
Can you share us some experience about your life as an international student in Mechelen?
I think being here as an international student is really cool because like you get to meet a lot of different people from different countries. And I already experienced it in my life. And I think here it's really special because like you get to work a lot together. Like especially in our class, we're really from like everywhere in the world and we really get together. You really get to work along, and I think this is really cool.
Yeah, for me it's not the first experience either, but I think it's special, like Lorenzo said, because we met a lot of cool people together. And I mean, it doesn't always like depend on the country or on the city you live in. It depends majority of the things on the people that you meet.
What was your vision of Belgium before arriving here?
I think I really didn't even have a vision of Belgium before arriving here. I thought like based on history, it was like a really peaceful country that really like don't really do big things. But I think like my girlfriend is from Belgium, so I really got some insights, but from the south. And so she told me something about like the difference between the south and the north, and that was like my main concern.
I think like I don't like to judge countries only by the countries. Like I know that in every country you can find beautiful cities, also like bad cities. So I would maybe specify more about Mechelen, for example. Mechelen, I like it more, for example, in Brussels, because it's like more chill, it's more clean, it's not that stinky everywhere. So the vision when I came here, when I was checking the pictures, I thought it would be like home city, smaller city, but also with a lot of nice people. So I think it went right.
And did you discover any big differences between Belgium and Italy?
Huge, really, really big difference. First of all, like, I think the people, like, I think when I got here, like, now I'm used to it. But, like, the first week, it was really tough because, like, people were really cold at me. I don't know why. I kind of felt it more in the Flemish part than in the Wallonia part. Because in Wallonia, like, I'm kind of half French, so I can kind of speak French. But people are more welcoming. While here, they're really resistant to people who maybe don't speak Dutch. I don't know. I just felt like people were really cold. Of course, like, I'm Italian. Like, my background is, like, you know, of course, you know, like, people... You know, the stereotypes about Italy, like we're all like really warm, we really like to say hi to each other. And especially like just saying hi to people, like in Italy, even if you're like in a kind of medium big city, like you still say hi to people when you meet them in the street. Of course, I'm not expecting people to say hi when you meet them in Brussels. I know it's huge, but in a place like Mechelen, you know, I would expect people to just, you know, get their hair up and say hi. But yeah, that's a big difference for me.
And are there any big differences between Belgium and Slovakia?
For example, I really miss the Slovak nature. That's the biggest difference for me. I cannot say much about the people because I haven't been in touch with that many Belgians, only a couple of them, but so far so good. Like I don't have anything bad to say about the people, but mainly also the weather. I don't like the weather at all, but the nature is like my biggest, like what I miss the most.
So stereotypes can be negative, hurtful, and hard to change. Have you ever heard stereotypes about your country that you like or dislike, Lorenzo?
Yeah, I mean, we have plenty of them, but I can kind of say that all of them are kind of true. Like, you know, pizza, pasta, spaghetti, blah, blah, blah. But it's really different. The only thing that I would say is that, like, people should really differentiate, like, Italy in all of its parts. Because, like, the north part of Italy, where I'm from, is really, really different from the south. So if you go to the north expecting people to behave like, yeah, pizza, pasta, pipri papri, that's not what's going to happen. It's going to be completely different. You're going to find people a little bit colder than the south. But I personally don't get offended with stereotypes. I don't really care. Of course, like there's also the big mafia stereotype, but it's not even a stereotype because it's actually true and it happens and it's everywhere. But I don't really get offended. I think it's just stereotypes. It's just part of the culture.
And about Slovakia, I think, like, let's be honest, nobody knows shit about Slovakia. So I haven't heard many stereotypes from other people. Only that we're alcoholics and or Polish or Russian and stuff like this. So, I mean, I haven't heard that many, but I think I wouldn't get offended by stereotypes like this.
What last words would you like to share with future students who would like to come to Thomas More? And do you also maybe have a favorite place in Mechelen that you would like to recommend to them?
I was really skeptical to come here because, like, I was, you know, I wanted to get an international experience, but Mechelen really looked like a small city and stuff. But once I got here, the school really, like, proved me wrong. Like, kind of, I really enjoyed, like, the teachers really good. Really, I met a lot of good people. And the city is calm, of course. If you're a big party person and stuff, maybe it's not the perfect city. But still, you can find, like, good places to chill and stuff. One of my favorite places is definitely the stadium, the KV Mechelen Stadium, because I'm a big sports fan. And also, like, the hockey, the ice hockey place. Those are my favorite places. Really good. And I think they're really... they're really, really advanced for like a small city as Mechelen.
For me, like, yeah, it's true that it's a small city, but if you find a nice group of people, you're always fun anywhere. And the favorite when it's good weather, I like the lake that is behind the Campus de Ham, like the bigger lake. You can chill there, drink some beers. Also, I love the night shop next to Campus de Ham, really cheap vodka and really cheap beers. And also, like Lorenzo said, the basketball matches, ice hockey matches, the football matches. So this is what we like. Also, the Cube, for example, I would put it in the highlight. It's a really chill bar. And yeah, there are really good places here, but some of them are kind of a little bit expensive. Yeah.
And if I could add something for like a student coming here in the future, it would be don't judge Mechelen by its cover, like it was a book, because it's really like more than that. And also, you're close to everything. Like, you have Brussels near the corner and Antwerp just north. So I think, because if you look on Google Maps and Google, like, Mechelen doesn't look good. But when you're here, it's really chill. It's good.
Okay, so thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us.
Thank you.
You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Zoo Media.